This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman. Got a minute? Kochi frogs. They're named for the sound they make. And though just an inch long, a kochi can produce a 90 decibel call, about the volume of a motorcycle 25 feet away. The animals and their nocturnal chirps are beloved in their native Puerto Rico, but not in Hawaii, where they became invasive in the late 1980s. The frogs have become a nuisance, in part because they cause people to lose sleep, which has actually driven down property values. But some of Hawaii's endangered insect species could face extinction due to the hungry invaders. Biologists also fear that the frogs could impact Hawaii's insect population to such an extent that native birds that also eat insects could go hungry. A group of researchers has now put that concern to the test by looking at 30 sites on the Big Island, half that were infested with kokis and half that were still koki-free.
And we didn't see any response in the native birds. They seemed to be doing fine with the kokis. At least their abundances were similar in the places where there were kokis and not kokis.
University of Utah ecologist Karen Beard.
But it was the non-native birds where we really saw the response. And we didn't see it in a negative way.
Three types of non-native birds were actually more abundant in areas with more frogs.
And we were like, huh, you know, that's kind of interesting.
The researchers think they can explain this in two parts. Kokis forage in leaf litter, while Hawaii's native insect-eating birds forage in the canopy and understory, so they may be going after different types of prey. Meanwhile, the non-native birds may be getting a boost by eating the frogs themselves. After all, a fingernail-sized baby kochi frog is about the same size as a typical rainforest insect. The study is in the journal The Condor. Despite these findings, kochi frogs could still harm Hawaii's native birds, indirectly.
If there's a lot more non-native birds, there's a lot more non-native bird nests. That could do something like increase rat and mongoose populations, which are known to be nest predators of native birds.
Hawaii has stopped attempting to eradicate the Big Island of the invasive hoppers, where some spots may have 10 million kokis per square kilometer. Instead, the focus is on keeping them from expanding even further into the rainforest, to protect local species, and allow them to get more sleep. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.